especially rural education. There's a carve-out for underfunded, those towns that don't get quite the same ad valorem because there's nothing they can do. That's not their fault. But so what this would do would be an increase for all schools that are below the average. You know, they've 1 to 10. If you're a 1, 2, 3, or 4 school, you'd get paid to come up to a 5. And so it would really mean a lot. I think every school in District 57, I had everyone getting a little bit on that. And then there's a whole lot more that will go in just to the general fund. And so, for example, I think Elk City and Clinton are going to look at, you know, an extra 50% in the building fund and what they would get. It's a huge win in the right direction.